Warrior softball coach Dave Turnquist. Defense, defense, and more defense, Dave. Lily Peterson with a couple of great catches in right field in the sixth inning. And then in the seventh, DJ Flores, great throw from center field to cut down a run. Great plays.
Yes, exactly. They're extremely good athletes, and they can make those kind of plays and pull it off. DJ always surprises teams. She's not the, she's not little, but she's not the biggest player in the world. She'd think, well, she probably doesn't have an arm, but she can really throw it. Man, can she throw hard. So, yeah, there's some good plays. Infield, too. You work and work on defense. And what I like about tonight was we made a couple errors, but everybody picked each other up. Earlier in the season, we weren't doing that. Now they've learned to pick each other up.
Well, you got started right off the bat after the first two were retired. Three straight hits, RBI singles by Jenna Snyder and J.C. Ottoman. Two-out RBIs are always golden.
Yeah, they are. They replaced each other. It's kind of nice to get one girl in second. The other girl hits, knocks her in, and she's standing on second. I got to give a hat off the middle of my order. They did a lot of damage tonight.
Yes, indeed, as DJ had two hits, including a triple. Jenna Snyder had two hits, two RBIs. J.C. Ottoman had two hits, including a double. Ridgeview, to their credit, fought back, tied it at three apiece after Carlin Lamp went deep, but bouncing right back in the fifth inning, Lily Peterson did it with the glove later in the game and delivered a big two-out hit for you again.
Yeah, you know, coming into this game, I knew Ridgeview was a really good hitting team, and we knew that. And Jenna was going to have to hit her spots and use her junk balls to keep them off balance. First time through, we had to kind of learn where they were standing and what was going to be their weaknesses. Once we figured out where we could pitch them, they still hit the ball, but at least that first inning kind of worried us a little bit because they hit Jenna pretty good. But like I said, they're a strong hitting team, and I was glad we could keep them to three runs.
But all in all, for Jenna, would you say more of the same, what she showed all year?
Exactly. What she saw tonight is what she's done all year. Extremely good at placing the ball. She can hit the corners at will, and then she has a really good drop and a change and lives on those. And a little bit of curve, too. So she's just, you know, she throws probably 53, 54, but accuracy is the best I've ever seen.
Well, Coach, the last couple of postseasons, for whatever reason, the offense has kind of vanished at the end of the season. I know in last year's disappointing first-round loss here, just a lack of discipline had a lot to do with it. You played a scrimmage on Monday against River Valley, quality team, which has certainly had to help you keep loose. Have you taken any kind of different approach coming into regionals this year?
Yeah, we didn't make a big deal out of it. Last year we were, you know, ranked all year, and we just kept talking about, you know, try to get conference and let's get to regionals. We probably put too much into the regional talk towards the end of the season. So we got into that game, we were a little bit too tight. Tonight we didn't even talk about regionals at all. They knew it was regionals, but really didn't mention it a whole lot and say this is regionals, you know, got a one and done and all. We just came to play, and that scrimmage was huge. Also last year we had that Storm Lake tournament got rained out, and that got rained out. We had the weekend, and then you have a couple days off because we had a first-round bye. So we had 5 or 6 days there. We didn't do anything except practice, and that's not the same. So when River Valley called and wanted to know if we wanted a scrimmage, I was all for it because that's what you need to stay sharp is to see another team, another pitcher. It's better than an intra-squad scrimmage.
And unlike last year, maybe you were saying, coming into this game, the girls you felt were a lot more loose.
Yeah, they were. I could tell when the game got done last year, I just knew we were so tight. It was quiet before the game. Now this year, yeah, you don't want them silly, but they were. You could tell they were loose, and yet they were working hard in the batting cages and stuff, and they were throwing early, and they wanted to get down to do some practicing with the fielding. So they were loose, and yeah, like I say, you don't want to be silly either, and it was just a perfect attitude they had coming into this game.
Off to Lawton on Friday. Coach Turnquist, congratulations. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for doing the game, Ryan.